Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. All right, before I get to my J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt question I had for you, Seth, you got a shout-out you got to give here, brother.
Oh, well, no, I was going to work it in organically to something, but because I didn't want to make it seem selfish or anything. But no, my sister-in-law's volleyball team, the Portville Panthers, who's won, I think Kelly has won like 6 state championships. I might be underestimating it there.
She's like
right
the
now.
Nick Saban of volleyball.
Yeah, they are a dynasty.
Yeah,
they are. They just destroy people, but they're headed into their however many times they've won it. State championship tournament this weekend.
That's awesome.
And Brandy's been helping out with the setters this year, so her young setter Addie has been playing very well. The entire team's been playing very well. It's the only team I've ever cheered for, Sean, that's just been absolutely dominant. And I get that, and I take on all the cockiness of those girls. There's a lot riding on those girls' shoulders.
Do you?
But they go in and they get every game, like against these teams that they're in. They get to a point, like right around 15 points or so, where the opponent just buckles.
Yeah.
Like they've never been in these moments the same way the Portville Panthers have been in these moments.
Yeah.
And the Portville Panthers' confidence just takes over. And they just start, they've got all the, it's a small school, but they've got like 19 different girls that can hit. And they just hit and hit and hit. And it's a steady barrage of bombs.
I can tell,
it overcomes the opponent.
I'm looking at you right now. If you're not watching on YouTube, Seth is coming with great ferocity on the Portville Panthers here.
It's the only thing I have any self-esteem about anymore is the Portville Panthers.
Do they have haters? Are they that good that they have haters?
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't hear any of it. What do I care? I'm not going to bend down and then care about the opinion of the sheep.
Just wondering if you defend them on social media from the haters. That's all.
No, I should. I should start going into...
That's a sign of a true fan right there.
Nothing like says fandom like a 49-year-old man torching some... owning some clown 15-year-old on Facebook.
Over a bunch of teenage girls. Okay, well, good luck to them, man. Good luck to the to Portville. That's awesome. So here's my JJ question. I think JJ Watt at his peak was arguably the best player in all of football. And a three-time defensive player of the year. Does TJ Watt ever get to a point where he's considered the better football player than JJ Watt, like the better resume or the where he's higher up historically in the food chain? He's been a one-time defensive player of the year. These are just his accolades. Four-time first-team All-Pro.
Yeah.
One-time second-team All-Pro. So in terms of the number of All-Pro seasons, he's right there with JJ. He might have more Pro Bowls only because JJ, with the injuries, didn't. He only made, I think, five Pro Bowls because he only had five fully healthy seasons as a player.
I think what it would look at is that now Super Bowls kind of changed the public perception of all of it. If they end up winning two Super Bowls while TJ Watt's there, then it's going to be a whole different conversation.
Yes, yes.
As far as how people view the individual player, I think that it would be a matter of, okay, very, very few players in NFL history have had a 4 or 5 year stretch that JJ did.
Correct.
Where it was unbelievable how productive he was and how he impacted things. Where with TJ, it'll be more of a, like, I don't want to call him a compiler because that's an insult, but it'd be more impressive over a long stretch of time of relative health. If availability is the best ability, then TJ's got him on that one.
It's a really interesting debate because I feel like part of JJ would, like, the, I feel like, I know they're competitive because they're brothers and things like that, but there's part of JJ that would actually go on the air somewhere and make an argument for TJ being better than him. You know, like, he's got that kind of relationship with him. It's just interesting because I feel like if I were playing in a Super Bowl and I needed one of the, you can pick one of the two of them at their peak, I'm picking JJ Watt because at his peak, he might have been the best football player on the planet. And yet it's really interesting how TJ is starting to pile up the accolades to where his resume looks extremely similar to JJ's resume.
No, and I think most people, if you could look in hindsight and say, all right, would you take this, would you take that? Yeah. You look at TJ, and now it's been seven seasons, and he only had 1 year in 2022 where he missed a bunch of time due to injury.
Yep.
So he's been very, very durable.
Yeah.
So that part of it, if you're going to pay somebody, how many games are you going to get out of him? TJ's been more valuable in that regard.
And TJ's been a really good player throughout his career, but like JJ burst onto the, after his rookie year, really at the end of his rookie year, like he was defensive player of the year his second year in the league. TJ, it was, 5 years in before he got his. They're both great players. I just think it's really interesting how similar the resumes are starting to become with TJ being a likely defensive player of the year winner.
I tell you, the other thing about JJ was that he played all 16 games his first five seasons. It was 2011 through 2015. It ended up being four straight All-Pro seasons. But then just from 2016 through 2022, he really only had three full seasons in a eight-season period.
Yeah, in some ways, the 2018 season for JJ, to me, is his most impressive because he'd missed almost all of the previous two seasons with various ailments. Like he was like Humpty Dumpty getting put back together again. He had a back and a hand and obviously the tibial plateau injury that he suffered. And he came back to being all pro.
Over the course of seven seasons right now, I'd say JJ, over their first seven seasons, JJ has vastly been a more impactful player. Like, forget team success and everything. JJ was the sum total of it, even with JJ missing a couple of those seasons almost entirely, JJ was the better player. If TJ stays healthy the way he has over these next seven seasons, then it's and he's still playing consistently very well, then it's a really interesting conversation.
Yep, for sure. All right, so this game on Sunday, Titans, Texans, spread was down to 7.5 earlier this morning. So it's started at 9, it's been coming down, so it presumably money is coming in on the Titans here, which my prediction is actually has the Texans covering the spread, but I would not bet this game myself if I were. I think the Texans are going to win 27-13. I think they'll get some things together. They'll continue to look improved offensively, even though this is a good Titans defense. I just think the Titans' offense is going to put the defense behind the eight ball a little bit. You know, I don't know how sustainable. I don't know how many drives Will Levis is going to be able to sustain against this.
Yeah.
Against this Texans defense.
Yeah, and I feel very good about the Texans' defense versus the Titans' offense. I do think that the Titans are capable of unleashing one big play, one big hit against that Texans' defense, with or without Kamara. Lassiter is probably going to play, so it's not going to be like it was last week. But I think the Texans' defense is going to get at least one interception. They're probably going to win the turnover battle. I don't feel so hot about the Texans' offense. And it's because this Titans' defense is really good, and I think their defensive line is a lot more like the Detroit Lions defensive line in that front seven, to where the physical battles are going to be a lot tougher this week than they were last week versus the Cowboys. And it's going to look a lot more like that Lions game. So I expect there to be at least one deep strike to Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried that the Texans aren't going to move the ball at all, but I was struggling. I started off wanting to make it 27-13.
Hey, that's my prediction.
I know. But as I was going along, and I kind of just tried to envision exactly, you know, how Bobby's going to call this game and what the challenge is.
It would have been funny if you were like, I looked, that was going to be my prediction. Then I saw it was yours, and I'm like, I'm not following that guy.
I'm really excited to see how the interior offensive line does versus this Titans team.
Yep.
But they got to prove it to me first, so I think 24-13.
24, okay, so you got them covering. So, and it's an under also.
So you
got another under here. Seth's been really, really good on the predicting the game flow and the you've been on the right side of the total. I think you started doing predictions in the nine, like the last segment prediction has been a staple since like week three or four.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on the right side of the total, I think, every single time. I think if you were to bet the total based on your score,
yeah,
I think you're at least like 7-1, if not 8-0, probably doing.
Yeah,
this.
I try to. This is my technique. I watch some games, mm-hmm. and then I listen to and read people who are much, much smarter than me.
That's smart.
And then I just kind of let it all seep in. And then I'm just a simple idiot, you know.
No.
But I just kind of let it. I let it come to me, and I let my intuition be guided by all of these super smart people.
Yeah.
I just let it flow into me, and I become the barometer for whether to take the over or the under.
By definition, you following all those smart people to do something that makes money makes you smart. So you're one of those smart people by following the smart people.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line. What's the update with Will Anderson? He's been practicing. The
expectation he's been practicing.
Is he's going to play, I think.
I don't know. I've heard some other people... Locked On Texans. John there, I think, was... when they recorded it, he was skeptical that Will Anderson was going to play, but I don't know when they recorded that, if it was before the day they practiced or not. So I'm pretty optimistic he's going to play. There's at least, you know, it's not 100% slam dunk.
Right. I'm guessing he'll be listed as questionable. When the injury report, because the last injury report of the week gives the designation for the game on Sunday. I'm guessing Will Anderson will be limited again today, listed as questionable for the game, and then I will predict he'll play on Sunday in a limited capacity like he did last year at home against the Titans when he came back from an ankle injury and had 2 sacks on 12 snaps.
Right, and the Titans' right tackle has been a revolving door. That's been a real problem spot for them, so... Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter or just anybody, really, Derek Barnett, whenever they're lined up over that right offensive tackle, that's where the real magic can happen.
Yep.
J.C. Latham, the draft pick, has been playing well, but he's still a rookie too, so opportunities there.
Yep. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, they are in the house. They are in the loop, and they're joining us here. John is choosing violence today. He's got a Houston Oilers.
You're darn right,
what looks like a Houston Oilers like sideline reporter jacket. Looks like it's team issued.
It is. Early 90s, I did pregame show and
like members only straps up on the shoulders.
Yeah. Early 90s, I did pregame and halftime show for the Spanish language network.
Oh, cool.
So they gave us all these jackets of course I had to wear it.
So man.
Of course. It's our history, Ames.
Send a message.
Ames.
Stop hoarding our colors.
Exactly. Look at Figgy. He bought one. He bought a starter jacket.
Figgy's got the old school starter jacket on. Like all light blue. You just got like a black jacket on with the logo on there. Figgy's
going. This one is.
Figgy's choosing heavy violence.
This one is from the team.
Yeah.
From our team.
Yep.
Back in the day.
How you feeling, Reggie?
Decidedly Oiler jersey or Oiler stuff.
Yeah, naked? They play them again in week 18.
I'll be ready by then. Yeah, for sure.
That's one of the best things. Yeah, you could do as a new athlete on a Houston team wearing an old Oilers throwback anything.
Oh yes,
that'll get you a lot of love. Yeah. You walk into the game on Sunday morning wearing an old Earl Campbell jersey or something like that. People get into that.
That's the equivalent of like when a wrestler goes to an arena and he's like, yeah, it's great to be right here in Houston, Texas. And then the crowd goes crazy.
He knows the name of the city.
Yeah,
then.
Who was the one that I saw last week? That's exactly what it is.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us talking about our city, in our arena. It was Za'Darius Smith. Before his first game as a Lion, he went in where he walked into the stadium wearing an old school Rasheed Wallace Pistons jersey. I'm like, come on, bro. You had a Rasheed Wallace jersey in your closet.
I have a strong feeling, based on the way Za'Darius Smith plays, that he has a great respect for Rasheed Wallace.
I buy that.
Yeah.
I buy that. Now, I'm not buying that he just happened to have a jersey hanging in his closet.
But it's smart, man.
It is smart.
It's really, really smart.
It's super smart. All right, fellas, we're going to let you
I had to go into the attic. For this one.
You did?
Yeah.
How big's your attic at that house?
Huge.
Out there. Is it really?
Yeah, huge. Yeah. It's one of the.
Do you hoard a lot of stuff?
No, but we've kept most of our winter stuff up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff you get to use like 1 month out of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your attic insulated?
Yes. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you just bring this out yearly? Is that what happens?
Pretty much.
For these two games, right?
For these two games. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys have this thing. Oh, wait. No, we still got like a minute here. Now we'll just let you guys have it.
That was like the obligation there.
No. Well, I was looking up. I thought it said 9:59 before. And so it's all right, man. I drank last night.
The one time you choose to get out on time.
I blame Ross Tucker. I was out with Ross Tucker last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you're completely free on that.
He's doing the Texans game on
Sunday. Yes, he
is.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. He's always so good with you fine fellas, so
thank
I love
you. I appreciate that. Much appreciated. All right, we will get out of here.
You want to do a mayo read real quick?
Mayo game day, be delicious. Yeah, did a few of those last night. Seth, antibodies, and see you for Texans Countdown at 9 o'clock.
Sunday morning. Antibodies, and let's do it. It's on you, interior offensive line.
Yeah.
Watching you. I don't even know what's going to go on in the game. I just want to see you guys perform.
I got eyes on you, Scruggs. All right.
Sounds aggressive.
You're listening.
Well, it did sound a little aggressive.
You're
pal.
You're listening. Hey, listen, buddy, but not the good kind of
cowboy.
Buddy. Yeah, the bucko. Shade kind of buddy. Yeah, bucko. All right, we're done. We are out of time. You're listening to KLT, KLT HD2, an Odyssey station. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.